Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Jesse Minter met with the media during the first week of OTAs in Owings Mills.
Really just want to start off, we're in the third phase of the offseason program with OTAs. Super exciting time for us. You know, it's really 6 weeks in for the vets, a couple weeks in for the rookies. You really get a chance to kind of take what we've been learning, put it out into action, get some real reps, really compete against yourself, really compete against the standard that you're trying to create for yourself on a consistent basis. That's the main thing. Try to avoid the one-on-one competition, the OD competition, but also get reps and get better by doing it. So I love the guys' attitude, love the guys' work ethic. We've had unbelievable off-season program so far, and open it up for questions.
So who came up with the medicine ball competition? Is there an official name for the competition?
Well, we in practice every day with at our best when our best is needed, period. And so that could be anything. That could be anything different. Today we decided to do a little friendly competition. Right now you can't really do like the football competition. And so thought it would be something different, something fun. Try to get guys to, you know, not know what's about to happen and answer the bell when their number's called. And as simple as that, that's really all we're trying to get done with that and make it fun, have the guys pull for each other. Love the energy there. It was a clean sweep by the offense today.
Pretty disappointing for the defense to go 0-3.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, stuff happens. And, you know, I thought the practice, there was a lot of good stuff on both sides, but certainly fun there at the end.
Hey, Coach, with the understanding this is voluntary, do guys communicate with you ahead of time and let you know, give you a heads up, going to be here, not going to be here?
Yeah, these guys have been unbelievable. One of our, you know, probably our first meeting, the main topic was just about relationships and communication. And the guys, like, guys that have, you know, had to be out for a day for whatever, had to be out for a day or two for something going on. Communication's been unbelievable. Know where everybody's at, know when they're going to be back. And just super excited about the way that's headed with that piece of it.
Justin, do you expect that Lamar would be here later this week or next week? Or what's the communication been like?
Yeah, you know, Lamar's been one of our leaders of the offseason program. And a couple things going on yesterday and today. And do expect him to be back soon. We've had some great conversations. Know when he's going to be back. And, again, I'll probably leave those between me and Lamar.
What was it like going down there to see him? Because Coach Harbaugh, I don't think, did that too often.
You know, just a chance, like a very quick, brief interaction to sort of meet in person, face-to-face, say hello. Nothing really more than that, you know. And just love every chance that we get to spend together. We've had a lot of good meetings together, talking through things. And so all those interactions, you know, build what you hope to be a long-standing, great relationship, and certainly headed in the right direction there.
What are you seeing from Vanga as he transitions into some of these whole team workouts, and why are you excited about your first-round draft?
Yeah, Vanga's a beast. You know, in these drills, like, again, it's very – the O-line and D-line have to work really well together. You're really trying not to be super physical. You're trying not to be violent. You're trying not to necessarily win the rep. You're trying to kind of give each other a really good look. He's done a great job understanding that. He's picked up on everything probably way faster than I would expect a rookie to at any position, I would say. And man, he's got a really bright future, but the best thing about him is just how hard he works and how serious he takes his craft. And so every day he does something, he comes back, it's a little bit better the next day. And so he's, again, the epitome of the draft class, you know, in that sense, and the type of guy you want on the offense and defensive line.
Pinter out there at center, running with the first team. What have you liked from him, and also just what are you seeing out of the center group as a whole?
Yeah, that's going to be one where, you know, you may see somebody different out there every day, you know. Not necessarily a depth chart competition at this point, I would say. More of a rotation piece to make sure guys know where they're at. They get the same amount of reps. They get to run the different schemes. Danny's done a great job. You know, he's got some experience. He's played in some similar schemes. Javon as well. Corey's done a great job. All three of those guys, like, the whole idea of the offseason is to put yourself in position to compete for the job in training camp. And I think all three of those guys are doing that.
With Hibner, you spent some time with him, obviously, early on in Michigan. And what's impressed you about his development and growth since you were with him in Michigan to now, obviously, as a rookie here with the Ravens?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing there was, like, the his role, I guess, as a young player at Michigan. He was a played on all core special team player. Our offense was a tight end heavy offense there. And so there was a lot of inline blocking, a lot of pull blocking, those types of things. And I thought, to me, like, the coolest thing was to go see him in a spread offense, flex out, make a bunch of plays catching the ball. He always had, like, really good straight line speed and really good hands and body control. So to be able to kind of see him, you be able to utilize that within the scheme that he was in. He was obviously at Michigan. We had, maybe the craziest loaded tight end room in the history of college football with A.J. Barner and Colson Loveland, you know, ahead of him on the depth chart. And so, you know, I think he did a great job in his role there, but it was really cool to see him kind of go be a featured piece in the offense there at SMU.
Not to form up too much, it looks like Coach Lee's here. Is this sort of like, hey, get my friend in here, have him see what's going on? Is it helpful to have eyes from
Coach Lee and I have become, you know, we worked together for a year, and I would honestly say, like, since we worked together, we've become even a lot closer. Just now being able to, like, bounce ideas off each other, share ideas both defensively, team-wise, all those different things. And so he's always been somebody that I can lean on. I try to be somebody that he can lean on. Like, there's not a – sometimes when you're in those positions, you need those people that you can talk to and run things past and, hey, come in and check out. Give me some honest feedback of what you see. So, man, nothing but love and respect and love that relationship. Oh, Kyle's just, again, he's been one of our leaders of the offseason, and expect him as the OTAs goes to be getting a ton of work. So really love seeing Kyle out here.
You guys announced a couple joint practices recently. What have you guys, the teams that you've been with, gotten out of those in the past?
Yeah, there's, it's controlled work, and it's different schemes, you know, and I think it's a chance, especially for the starters. You go against each other all in training camp, which we'll do a ton of, you know, good on good work and situational work. But then to get to see, you know, different schemes for each side of the ball, I think it'll be really beneficial to sort of get to go against somebody else. Sometimes it just changes the monotony of going against the same guys every day. And then I also think this, especially when you do it on the road, it's a real team bonding opportunity. So we get to go up there for a couple days, spend a bunch of time together, you know, do different things together outside of football. And that's really like the type of team we're trying to build. So our whole idea in training camp is to have us prepared to be ready to play when the regular season starts. And that's just a big piece of, I think, having us ready to play.
Jesse, I know you've gone against Derrick Henry a few times in your career. Now having him on your team and just seeing him, you know, every day, what has just impressed you the most?
The way he operates, the standard at which he goes about his business, both in the classroom, learning. Derek's ran every scheme, you know, throughout his career. But when you change and terminology is different and you do need to learn formations and terminology and motions and all the different tags and cadences. So just to see a guy like that with the experience and success that he's had sort of go about his process of getting better. He's an unbelievable example for everybody else on the team, offense, defense, whatever, of how you operate when you want to learn and you want to be the best. And so just unbelievable the way he goes about his business. Really cool to see. Thankful that he's on our side and we're handing the ball to him.
Did your heart go up in your throat for a moment when he was laying there on the field?
Yeah, yeah. That was, again, these you have to, like, have such a teammate mentality in these practices to operate at a level that you get the work that you need, that you're being really smart. Just a deal there where I think you might have, like, they kind of bumped into each other. So super happy and thankful that he was able to keep rolling.
Two more. Unless that's it.
All right. Thank you.